AccuWeather forecast is cloudy with a high today near 70. Police in Greendale asking for the public's help in tracking down the suspect in a string of recent strong-arm robberies, including two in Racine County, with photos of the suspect released in the hope they'll generate some information. The crime spree began at the Rochester Public Library August the 6th. A man asking the librarian for change, then when she opened the money drawer, he demanded all of it. The man then apparently went 2 miles away to the Waterford Library, approached an elderly woman, demanded her purse. She refused. The man claimed to have a gun. She held firm. He ran away. The next robbery in Hales Corners, a man matching the same description, approaching a 14-year-old girl, demanded her purse. She refused. He claimed again to have had a gun, grabbed the purse, and ran into a residential area. Then outside of Boston store in Greendale, the suspect approached an elderly woman and demanded her purse. She refused, prompting him to wrestle it away, then threw her to the ground, causing her to break her hip. Racine police investigating a reported robbery from late last night at the SF Food Mart at 1347 Lathrop Avenue. Initial reports had a white male about 6 feet tall in a mask and wearing jeans getting away in an unknown direction. The 911 call coming in just before midnight. Looks like a universal flu vaccine is on the way. Michael Toscano has that story.
Influenza, the flu, one of the most damaging diseases known, killing up to 36,000 people a year and causing tens of billions of dollars in lost productivity. In two separate studies out this week, scientists say we are closer to an all-encompassing flu vaccine that protects us from every strain. Every year, the National Institutes of Health studies flu patterns and predicts which strains will have the most impact so the corresponding vaccines can be issued. Well, that hasn't worked very well the past couple of years, but these new vaccines are showing promise in mice. They're still several years off for humans to use. I'm Michael Toscano.
More than 2 million pounds of Oscar Mayer turkey bacon's been recalled, people reportedly getting sick after eating that product. Kraft Heinz, the parent company of OM, issuing the recall Tuesday because some of the turkey products may be adulterated, according to a release, and would therefore spoil before the best when used by date on the packaging. Three college students who were seasonal park employees this summer for Racine County honored recently for their actions in response to a helicopter crashing in a field near Highways 20 and 75 3 weeks ago. The pilot taken to Frederick Hospital. At last night's county board meeting, Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson explained how the trio based at Fisher Park reacted without hesitation to the incident and likely helped to save that man's life.
These are college students that our Parks Department hires every year. They start with us around Memorial Day, right after their college school year ends, and they work with us almost 7 days a week through the entire summer until they go back to college. What I wanted to do was to have them here tonight because I think what they did was so heroic that I thought it was worthy of bringing them to the county board.
Christian Jensen, Valerie Neuer, Hannah Waldron couldn't get to the county board meeting. They're prepping for the new school year at their respective colleges. Anderson, though, hoping all three come back next summer because of the outstanding work they did for Racine County this year. A policy to create a student advisory council designed to give high school students a voice in the affairs of Kenosha Unified was defeated by the Board of Education last night, but student input will still be sought through other channels. Board member Carl Flood bringing up the idea back in January, asking his colleagues to give it a try. Board member Mary Snyder said the student input is important, but this is really not the way to do it.
I think it can be better handled through administration and in individual buildings because the issues that affect individual buildings, first of all, are different. Each building has its own climate, has its own issues, has the things it needs to talk about. Then if they want to meet together or if they want to invite us to a meeting, absolutely, I'd be very open to that. But I don't think setting up a required council that meets 4 times a year with administration is going to solve the problem that we're looking at.
Board member Gary Koenig said that the students would likely get more mileage out of speaking at board meetings. 4-2 was the vote against the Student Advisory Council. Gasoline prices should start to drop rather noticeably and quickly now that that BP refinery in Indiana is back at full capacity. Prices spiked, of course, initially. Nick Jarmus with AAA Wisconsin says it's possible the prices could drop below the $2 a gallon mark by the end of this year.
All of the forces are lined up right now to continue seeing lower and lower prices unless something changes. And that could be an economic, shift. It could be a supply shift.
The current statewide average for a gallon of regular unleaded is still about 25 cents above the nationwide average. And the Walgreens store in Milwaukee near 35th and Wisconsin is the first in the state to have a time release safe for the secure holding of controlled substances like OxyContin and other medications. Walgreens officials said the safe is meant to keep thieves from being able to get inside the pharmacy and do a smash and grab robbery, keep them waiting longer so police will have time to get there. All the company stores to eventually have these safes. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee recommends a beer and wine license for what's planned to be a Chester's restaurant inside of a business complex in the 1100 block of Washington Avenue near Uptown, which has a BP gas station, convenience store, and a Subway restaurant. The Common Council is going to have final say on that next week. The license applicant, Harshit Walia, telling committee members the business will close by 10 p.m., have digital video surveillance, and use scanning equipment for age confirmation on those requesting drinks. The restaurant could open toward the end of the year. The Wisconsin State Patrol says alcohol was not a factor in a crash on the freeway near the Dells that killed a man from Oak Creek. It was Monday afternoon on I-90 in Sauk County. 36-year-old man from Oak Creek lost control of his SUV. It spun into the opposite lanes and was hit by a semi-truck. A 65-year-old Oak Creek man as a passenger in that vehicle died. A 64-year-old woman seriously hurt. Trucker and another passenger escaped injury. There's a report out by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services that shows abortions performed in the state dropped by 10% last year.
The annual report shows there were 5,800 induced abortions in the state in 2014, down from about 6,400 the year before. Women between the ages of 20 and 24 accounted for 34% of abortions to Wisconsin residents, the largest category by far. About 13% were for women 35 or older, while 196 minors received abortions. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Students in Menominee School is going to have a new sport to consider, trap shooting. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram says the Board of Education voted 8-1 in favor of the club being part of the Northwoods Clay Crushers trap team. Students will pay all the associated costs. One opponent cited shootings at schools and churches, also claiming the National Rifle Association is using trap shooting just to increase its membership. This afternoon's Racine City Plan Commission meeting could be either very short or get into some new dialogue about a proposed CVS pharmacy for the northeast corner of Washington Avenue and Ohio Street. The issue of a conditional use permit was sent back to the planning group by the Common Council last week, city leaders narrowly rejecting rezoning on the project. An attempt by Alderman Henry Perez to reconsider the rezoning vote, well, that was ruled out of order because at the time it had to come from a member of the majority. Formal notice to reconsider could still be filed with the council at some point. Without the rezoning, though, the conditional use permit is a moot point, according to the Plan Commission, which unanimously voted earlier this month to receive and file. A 3-year extension of a lease agreement between Racine County and the Racine Heritage Museum is approved by the county board. It covers two sites, including the main building at 7th and Main Streets in downtown Racine. The cost on that is $1. Supervisor Q.A. Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, explaining that it also continues the storage of certain artifacts at the Eyes Grove Government Complex.
And for the lease of buildings at 701 Main Street for $1, this is for September 1st, 2015 through August 31st of 2018.
The lease agreement includes language that would allow public exhibition or display of artifacts at Ives Grove with approval by the Public Works Committee, but which has never occurred. County Board voting unanimously for that new lease deal. And Racine Police putting out the detailed information about the August 22nd apprehension of a Kenosha man who's accused of stalking an ex-girlfriend and threatening to shoot up her place of employment. His relatives, though, claiming that the officers used excessive force, including the introduction of a canine who bit the man on the hip. 30-year-old Joshua Amon is facing charges of felony stalking, intimidating a witness, resisting an officer, resulting in injury, just to name a few. He'll be back in court a week from today. The arrest caught on video, Amon's relatives claim there was excessive force used. The U.S. military's replacement for the Humvee is going to be built in Wisconsin. The Army awarding the contract to Oshkosh Corporation, which beat out Humvee maker AM General of Indiana. As many as 50,000 vehicles going to be purchased by the Army, another 5,500 by the Marine Corps at $250,000 apiece. The 8-year contract could be worth $30 billion. Well, now more than ever, U.S. markets are linked globally. That's illustrated pretty much by Monday's stock market dive. Christian Ali is an assistant professor of accounting and information systems at UW-Madison. Says it was an illustration that when China sneezes, the U.S. catches cold. But he says it's not just China. And a number of things really contributed to the drop on Monday.
If everything's going down, everybody starts selling. And the next thing you know, there's a lot of Unfortunately, there's a lot of trading that is done by computers, and computers are based on these algorithms, and the algorithms are based on kind of the sentiment of the market. And if that happens, unfortunately, we see these type of drops.
U.S. and European stocks, of course, jumped Tuesday after investors were reassured when China's central bank cut interest rates. The all-inclusive Kenosha Dream Playground being constructed at Petsky Park is on target after the organizer of that project says the first phase of putting it together went very well. Tammy Conforti says that while they could have used a little bit more help on the late shift, the number of volunteers, especially tradespeople, was amazing. But she points out this is a community project, and it's people from all walks of life who showed up to help. Plans call for finishing the playground, beginning with work on Labor Day and lasting until September 12th, if necessary. Conforti adds that they're still actively recruiting volunteers, really hoping to get some additional skilled carpenters, roofers, and others who've worked previously on construction projects. And nearly 57 million people in this country and Canada play fantasy football, which is costing employers big time. Challenger Gray & Christmas, the consulting firm, says an average of an hour is spent by individuals managing their team each week, many doing it at work. Now, that costs businesses an estimated $16 billion in lost wages. But on the plus side, some experts maintain fantasy football activities at work increase morale and it boosts productivity. Our AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, high today near 70. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.